Well, a big race down there in Melbourne on the weekend, the Caulfield Cup. And after the barrier draw, we have a new favourite for the
Yeah.
Caulfield Cup. Good morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK. Yeah, not much change of that barrier draw apart from the top two at betting there. Just swap places there. Kingswood Dream and Youngstar both on pretty ideal draws, it must be said. Kingswood Dream now into the $5 favourite with tab.com.au. Youngstar at $5.50. Kingswood Dream coming up with barrier six. Youngstar and Barrier Town, they're both pretty ideal barriers. Both horses take a bit of time to find their feet. They'll probably settle midfield, won't be too far away. Cliffs and Moa, I thought it was an interesting runner on the third line of betting there at $6.50. But apart from that, it was pretty much steady as she goes after that barrier draw yesterday. Not too much change in that market. Just started doing a bit of form for the race last night. A little bit hard to get your head around these six international runners at this stage, but you think that Turnbull form with Winx there with Kingswood Dream and Youngstar will be very hard to go past.
You would think. We'll get your thoughts on those six international runners tomorrow. Written by was pretty impressive, mate. A little bit like Red Zell, sort of went to the front and proved its position. Just too good, really.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't he, TK, winning the Blue Sapphire down there at Caulfield yesterday. It's an interesting path that Grey and Began Connections have taken this spring. There was early doors, a bit of chatter about whether he'd be suitable for a race like the Everest this year. And they were pretty frank right from the start, Grey and Began, and sort of suggested saying, listen, no, we don't want to even entertain a race like the Everest. We're pretty steadfast on what his goals are going to be this campaign. They want him to get him ready for the Coolmore Stud Stakes down the Flemington Straight on Derby Day. That, I think, probably will enhance his value enormously, I'd suppose, if he can win that race, given he's already a two-year-old Group 1 winner in the Blue Diamond there. So, yeah, he was great yesterday winning the Blue Sapphire. Everything appears on track for him heading towards the Coolmore. He shakes up a pretty good race again this year, like it does every year. His only defeat so far in his career has come in the Golden Slipper, and he's beaten by Essa Jarvan and a couple of really nice fillies. So I think it'd be very hard to beat in the Coolmore Stud Stakes in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep, not only is there a big race day on at Melbourne, but at Winnie Park on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this, Laurie, the Million Dollar Chase. This series has been going around all around New South Wales for probably the best part of 5 or 6 weeks now. Lots of qualifying races in the regional centres. Had a lot of qualifiers in Wentworth Park as well. It's quite staggering to think of the 14 qualifiers they had in at Wentworth Park leading into the semi-finals. 12 of them were won by Victorian dogs. And I think there was a bit of a perception out there that Victorians would just make up most of the numbers in the final from the 8th semi-finals. But last week we had four dogs from New South Wales qualify for the final. Obviously, that super kennel from down there in Victoria, the Jason and Seamus Thompson kennel, has got three dogs qualified for the final, including the favourite, Poke the Bear. But there's a bit of resistance from New South Wales. We've got a really good story with Adam Crouch and his father, Andrew, having the Herald a bit later this week about qualifying for the final. They've got two dogs. Basically, they've only got two race dogs in work, and they qualified both for the final, which is quite remarkable. And can you imagine what $1 million would do for them if they could win the race on Saturday night? So looking forward to that race on the weekend. The series has generated a lot of good momentum, a lot of good publicity for the industry, and just looking forward to see how it plays out on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, it's terrific for all those dog owners and dog trainers to have that type of race with the prize money on offer. With everything that they've been through over the last 12 months.
Absolutely, and trying to repel the Victorian invasion, by the way, as well. Kembla Grange, Adam's off today following a track inspection this morning. Today's meeting has been postponed due to the state of the track.
Yeah, that's right, TK. We'll be looking at a very, let's say, a heavy track again at Randwick this weekend for City Touch Day, just given the rain we had last night. I'm not sure about up at French's Forest and City, but definitely down at my place, we had a stack of rain last night, so unfortunately, probably working with another wet track on the weekend, but a couple of nice races with the Brian Crowley and the Nivison there as well. So we'll get stuck into the form tonight, but definitely working on with rain affected going at this stage.
Good on you, mate. Bring us some winners in the morning, eh?
Thanks, boys. I'll speak to you tomorrow.